Video podcasts are just like the audio podcasts I talked about a few weeks ago, but with the added video dimension. This is a broad category, and I don't even know what to call them. Videocasts, vodcasts, or vlogs. They're made by small groups for a niche audience on a tiny budget, often just someone in their living room using their phone cameras. But the good ones share a plucky DIY spirit, and they create content that is more unusual, informative, and personal than anything on commercial TV. These are usually just YouTube channels, and since YouTube provides free hosting, why not? One of my favorites is What's in My Bag from a famous indie record store chain in California. Sure, this one is an advertisement. Isn't anything on the internet just an advertisement? But their Webby Award-winning YouTube channel could become your next favorite music discovery service. I'm also digging Tales from the Tour Bus, a series made for Cinemax by filmmaker Mike Judge, where he animates raunchy musician road stories. Public Radio, ironically, also makes great video. All Songs Considered, KEXP, and The Current. And did you know you can watch live from here? I put live concert streaming in the same category as video podcasts. Tiny New York jazz clubs like Smalls and The Blue Note are reaching big audiences on the web. Shows like these are becoming the way I interact with music. YouTube can be a lot of things, good and bad, but with the right curator, it can be cool. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
And of course, this is Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell. Mark Foley here with me. Hey there, Mark.
Always glad to be here, Fletcher.
And it's nice to continue what we were talking about a few weeks ago with the music podcast, taking a look at the video podcast here. A little bit harder since we're radio, but
yeah.
we have links to all of those casts that Mark mentioned there at the Musical Space page at KMUW.org. You can check those out.
Oh, that's great.
The listening list that you brought along, Mark, is focused particularly on one of those video podcasts, What's in My Bag. And tell us a little bit more about what that is.
Yeah, well, I had to limit this. I mean, turns out the internet is a pretty big place.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things on there. You should check it out.
Yeah, there's some stuff there.
Yeah. So, there's this awesome video YouTube channel called What's in My Bag. It comes out from a record store called Amoeba Records, which is like the hippest record store on the, West Coast. And so what they do is they take people, famous people, and they set them loose in the store, and they just go around the store with a shopping bag and take what they like. And then in exchange, they do a little interview about what they did. And it's always cool. And I don't know. There's a lot of musicians that I like to listen to and see what their opinions are. But frankly, musicians get pretty nerdy. I mean, they talk about really technical things that they're looking
shocked.
At. Right, exactly. But some comedians get on this show sometimes. And I'm like, there we go. Like, comedians are really into audience reactions.
Right.
And that's kind of the thing that I should be listening to as a musician. So anyway, I found a grab bag of some of my favorite comedians and just wanted to see what they were listening to in their real lives. For instance, we were just listening to Elvis Costello. That was suggested by Bob Odenkirk. That's the tune, What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, which was a big hit for him back in the 70s. It's actually a Nick Lowe tune. But this is from an album called The Return of the Spectacular Spinning Songbook from 2012. Okay, this album chronicles this thing that he's been doing, I don't know, since the 80s, where he tours with this huge wheel, like a lottery wheel. It's kind of like watching The Price is Right or, I don't know, Wheel of Fortune or something. But each slot on this thing has the name of an Elvis Costello tune. And they give that thing a spin, and that's how they get their set list. He'll have audience members come up and do it. Anyway, this is this really cool, like, multi-layered semiotic thing we've got going on, where we're listening to comedians talking about musicians, and we're talking about these comedians. Anyway, I'm having a really good time with this.
Yeah, cool. We'll definitely come back to that Bob Odenkirk episode a little bit later
awesome.
On. But let's move on to one from Eric Andre. I know a lot of comedians. I actually don't know Eric Andre.
Really? You don't know the Eric Andre Show?
No.
Adult Swim?
Shoot.
It is so awful. I mean, it's purposefully awful.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, just disclaimer. This isn't going to be for everybody. He really pushes the limits. His shtick is he has this kind of mock talk show, and he'll have famous people on and just put them in just the worst, most embarrassing situations ever. Yeah, and it's messy and maybe semi-bloody. I don't know. He takes things to the nth degree. And so immediately I'm thinking, what kind of music does this lunatic listen to?
Turns out some interesting stuff.
Oh, this stuff is so cool. Let's start out with this, like, production music from Italian police films.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
This stuff is so hip. Okay, so these are, I don't know, this comes from probably some, like, studio musicians back in 1977. Franco Bixio, Fabio Frizzi, and Vince Tempera. This is a tune called Operazione Kappa, Separa a Vista, from 1977. This means Operation K, Shoot on Sight, right? It's a horrible movie. I watched a couple minutes of it. Yeah, it's just terrible. It's just really just awful. But it's from this album. It's kind of a collection of these things called Beretta 70, Roaring Themes from Italian Police Films. The compilation comes out from 1998. This is I'm sure I'm mispronouncing this. Sparate a Vista. There we go. Sparate a Vista.
And then another choice from Eric Andre, somebody who is a favorite of our own Chris Heim, and
awesome.
On her Global Village show, we hear from this artist a lot, Mulatu Astatke.
Yeah, he's great. He's the father of what they call Ethio Jazz, mm-hmm. which is this jazz movement in Ethiopia. Very stylish. He studied in New York and London. I mean, he's a world traveler, but then took American jazz and brought it back to Ethiopia and writes just really bizarre music because it goes through this prism of this other culture, I have no understanding of where they're coming from whatsoever. So this tune, Yekermo Seyu, is actually a cover of a Horace Silvertune song from my father.
Yeah, I can hear that a little bit.
Yeah, it had to be pointed out to me, though. There's no way I could realize this, but it's a very cool tune. So enjoy it.
Thank you.
along to quite a prolific comic artist, and comedian is appropriate, but he does so many different things, Fred Armisen.
Right. Yeah, I'm kind of bending the rules a little bit because he's actually a musician. He's a drummer.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. He started out, you know, touring with punk bands and stuff. So he's very musically hip. He brought to my attention this singer, Petra Hayden. Mm-hmm. Do you know her?
I do.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of her father, Charlie Hayden, the bass player. One of the best jazz bassists.
Bizarrely, I had no idea that was her father.
Yeah, exactly. And she's got two sisters. They're triplets, uh-huh. And they have a singing career together as a band. One of her sisters is married to Jack Black.
Oh, wow.
So Jack Black's father-in-law is Charlie Hayden.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry he's passed now, but I could just imagine what their Thanksgiving dinners were like.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, get those two guys
goodness.
Together. Yeah. But Petra Hayden, oh my God. So she's put out many albums mm-hmm. of just a cappella singing. Mm-hmm. And this album is just movie covers. So Petra Hayden goes to the movies. This is the theme from A Fistful of Dollars from that album from 2013.
And you've got a number of choices from Jason Mantzoukas, who pops up on, goodness, so many different comedy shows, so many different sitcoms. You may not know his name, but you almost certainly know his face. He's just kind of everywhere right now.
Yeah, he's this character actor that, I don't know, just go to his IMDb page and you can see all these connections. I mean, you could play the 6 Degrees game with him, and it's just all connected. So he must be the coolest guy in the world to work with, right? I mean, you can't get all these gigs without being awesome. And so, yeah, what kind of music did this guy listen to?
Yeah, some super interesting stuff, actually.
Okay, do you know Congotronics?
No.
So you know what the kalimba is, right? The thumb piano?
Right, yeah.
It's like the characteristic sound from Africa. So this band, Konono No. 1, takes these things and puts them through these amplifiers that are really crudely amplified, powered by car batteries, and they'll be on the street doing this, going through this PA that looks like it's, I don't know, from the 1930s or 40s
wow.
or something. So the distortion is just horrendous. So it's kind of like you're taking African music and putting it through, I don't know, a Marshall stack or something. Like it's like somewhere in between funk and heavy metal and traditional African music. It's just amazing. This is the first tune from their first album from 2004 called Congotronics. And this is a tune called Lufuala Ngonda.
Follow.
Jason Mantzoukas also likes the Meters.
Yeah, great.
As
who doesn't?
I
come
do,
on.
Right. The Meters, their first album, 1974. This is the tune Look a Pie Pie.
And then, as I mentioned earlier, we'd return to the Bob Odenkirk episode because I really wanted to close out with this song. It's basically my favorite singer of all time, Sam Cooke.
Yeah, he's just amazing. And the kind of the story of this album kind of brings things full circle for me because, you know, a lot of these, you know, Chitlin' Circuit kind of singers, when they make the big time, it's hard for producers to figure out how to present them, you know. So personally, I think that his presentation on the singles is a little watered down, maybe a little, you know, a little too commercial.
That, yeah, well, especially when you hear this.
Right, exactly. This is an album called Live at the Harlem Square Club, 1963. These are a release of tapes that were made in 1963, but not released until 1985.
Yeah.
Because the producers thought that these performances were just too raw to be released. But, oh my God, this is where you really hear Sam Cooke at his peak, at his best. And he's just killing it. Every tune. I can't believe the energy that's coming off of this.
Yeah, you know, I mean, plenty of people will argue with me, and there are a zillion great live albums out there. But for me, this is the best live album I've ever heard.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. Fletcher, this is just amazing stuff. I hope you all listen to this. This is a tune, I just randomly picked one. They're all
sure,
great.
Yeah.
But this one's called Somebody Have Mercy.
And we'll take you out with Sam Cooke. Mark, thank you so much. This is a lot of fun. Check out all of these video podcasts Mark mentioned, and definitely all of the songs that you brought along as well. Thanks, Mark.
Always fun, Fletcher. Thanks.
You know, I think we're going to have a good time here tonight, huh? I think you feel like having a good time. We're going to stand here and sing all of them tonight, you understand? And fellas, they make me feel good. Just put it right back. Somebody have mercy. Tell me what's wrong with me. Oh, help me right now. Ha! Somebody have mercy, baby. I want to know what is wrong with me. Sometimes I don't know how I stand the thing that woman do to me. Let me say it one more time. Somebody have mercy. I want to know what is wrong with me. I don't know what it is, baby, but I feel good. Somebody have mercy. I want to know what is wrong with me. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I don't know how. But let me tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm going down to the bus station, baby, with a suitcase in my hand. Can you imagine me carrying one of them suitcases? I'm going down to the bus station, baby, with a suitcase in my hand. Oh, yes, I am. I'ma grab me an armful of Greyhound and ride just as far as I can. Now come on, blow that thing for me now.
me tell you what I'm doing, baby. Listen to me right now. I'm standing here wondering, baby, will I? I match my clothes, my clothes. Oh, yes, I am. I said, I'm standing here wondering, baby, will a cotton picking match my clothes, my clothes. Oh, yes, I am. I got such a long way to get there and such a short time to go.